what we're hoping to achieve, that we want to write to the trustees and outline with them that 2 years is no good for us, that it wants to be extended out to a 6-year period, that the children that are there in first years will see out their term, and it also gives the community and the board of management and everyone come together and come up with a programme on how we can attract more people to come to the school and to use the school.
And is there a meeting set up with the Minister for Education, or is that meeting yet to be arranged?
Well, that meeting has yet to be arranged, but this evening myself and the four TDs is meeting with the committee that are put in place. So we're having a meeting out later on this evening, and we're going to outline a number of issues with them. But the Minister is aware of the situation. He's been contacted by Martin Kenny and a number of the other TDs already. But this evening's meeting, it'll be about putting something else in place.
Now, your call for the trustees, Keshe, to postpone the closure of the school for 6 years, that's also to allow for, as it were, another cycle of students to come through the school?
Yes, another cycle to come through, because it's important at this stage. 2 years, parents will start pulling their kids out of the school, because if there's only a 2-year period. A 6-year period, the kids that are in there, that the parents know that their kids is going to finish out their term anyways. And also, it gives an opportunity then that we can sell the school to whoever's coming in the next generations and build up the numbers as well, moving forward.
Now, this was your motion this morning, seconded by Councillor Seamus Kilgannon, but all the councillors unanimously support this motion.
Oh, yes, and as well as that, I've asked my colleagues in the Ballymote Tobber Curry area, who will be putting down the same motion as the motion I had here this morning, to get their backing as well, because it's important that it comes from every area. This doesn't just affect Colooney, Ballysadare, this affects Drumroe West, Eastkey, Grange, all the mother areas that's in the facility of the school. So, as I say, it's great to get the support of the councillors, which you'll always get the support of the councillors. We work very well here together, and we don't want to see any infrastructure or anything like this leaving any small community, and that's what it's about. But here again, another hit on rural Ireland.